This is the Don and Mike Show.
Way down upon the Herbert River, far, far away.
Great big fork.
Well, I've got sand in every nook and cranny. Pants are wet all day.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Great big fork.
The Don and Mike Show.
Put me with that hag.
How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
I love it when Joe gets mad. Now, it's Friday, Joe.
Yeah.
And he's got some cerebral problem because we made him stand on his head yesterday.
Got a compressed vertebrae.
Now, perhaps you and I were just rambling through the stuff with, Guess the Whoopee. Cause we've played.
I thought you made it pretty clear.
And we've played it, like, over the 20 years we've worked together, maybe 20,000 times. Joe comes in, all frustrated.
I don't care how many people called. They just didn't seem to know what the bit was, and I don't have time to explain it to them, so I told them they're a-holes, and I hung up on them. I got a couple guys at least freaking understand, but everybody else has just kissed my ass.
Friday Joe.
Yeah.
There you go. It's Friday Joe, and I think it's a combination of perhaps there were one or two that may not have understood the rules because they were playing for the first time, but I think perhaps if Joe was curt with you, it was because it's Friday.
Yeah. So, now that we've said that, we do have people who want to play the game,
yeah.
But we always like a variety of people, and you know how the game works. We ask your grandparents the last time that they had sex. And if,
yeah, you have to guess. You call us and guess the last time your grandparents made whoopee.
I don't think you and I have to resell this. I think that Joe just has to have a saison, more patience.
All right, we're going to play Guess the Whoopee. Call, you know how it goes.
I think that's, we grandparents edition, Guess the Whoopee.
On Jeopardy.
So here we go. Come on. If anything, for goodness sakes, Joe should be tolerant. It's Friday.
Should be tolerant of his fellow men.
It's a couple hours until he'll be sending you his first drunk email of the weekend.
I sure hope so.
And he's promised you that this weekend.
Boy, would I love to get it tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, hi. How's it? You're calling for Guess the Whoopee, right?
I'd love to get it tonight because I'll be out of town tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Mike's got his big Atlantic City plans made.
Yes,
all firmed up.
Everything is in control.
Yep.
Baby.
Got the little lady doing the driving?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm actually going to do that. So as not to get a speeding ticket. I think that's a great idea.
Because, but now you're not drinking now. But, if Carla...
Yeah, but it's not the drinking. As you said, it's the urgency of getting up there.
No, you're going to avoid a speeding ticket.
Absolutely.
And I know you're not drinking because you said you're not going to drink until before Thanksgiving. But with Carla driving...
Yep.
If you were drinking, that's an even better scenario.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Drink all the way up there.
That she does double nickel the whole way up there.
Right.
And
meanwhile, I'm just sucking on a bottle of vodka.
By the time you get to that little road that's got all those turns and all that like driving through France, you're just going. Wait me when we get there, sweetie.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Hello. Listen, what is your name, my friend? A telephone guy. Hello.
Jim.
Yeah, oh, Jim.
Jim, you're familiar with how we play the game, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Jim, that sounded good. Jim, let's see, your grandparents will be calling. Your grandma and your grandpa, how old are your grandparents?
Oh, 65.
65.
And what are their names, Jim?
Bill and Kirby. Right,
Bill and Kirby.
Once again, in an effort to save your... valuable time. You are our trusted listeners. Rob will try to call and see if the grandparents are there first.
And then we will ask Jim to guess the last time he believes. Well, they're in their 60s. Are we going to go for a year?
No. We're going for about 2 months.
2 months ago.
Okay. See. All right. Hold on a second.
Right, he's already answered. We'll go with that as his answer.
Keep the answer in your pants, and let's see if we can get through to
Bill.
Bill.
Or Kirby.
Hi, is this Bill? Hi, Bill. It's
beautiful.
Rob.
All right, listen, while Rob is making the final preparations with your grandpa, what you are going to say, Jim, is the last time that he took your grandma face down, ass up,
right.
Would be approximately, September 11th? Since it's
approximately, sure, yeah.
Do you want to go with a month? Hold on a second, Jim.
Okay.
Will we go with the whole month of September?
Well, here's the thing. If it's only 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
Jesus,
right.
I don't know. Yeah, let's go. Let's just
I would say if Bill says, I don't know, a couple of months ago, it's a winner.
You know, let's not tell Bill that we've got a parameter set. Let's see what Bill says.
We won't say that, but if Bill says, a couple of months ago, or he says September, then Jim will be a winner.
Then you'll be our first $100 winner.
He's clear.
All right.
Okay, here we go. So now, joining us on the phone is Grandpa. And hi there. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. We got your grandson, Jim, on the phone. Jim, you want to say hi to your grandpappy?
How you doing, Bill?
All right. What's up?
Listen, buddy.
we're playing a game on the radio with your grandson who has a chance to win a little money.
Buddy.
Buddy. $100. Uh-huh. The game is called Guess the Whoopee.
It's a wonderful game. We've been playing it for the better part of 20 years on the show.
Now, let me see. Jim, can you handle this without blowing it with your grandpa? Can you explain the concept without giving away too much?
All right. So
all right,
Bill,
go ahead, Jim.
Bill, here you go.
Yeah. Now, hold on for one moment. Why do you not call him Pop Pop or Granddad or Grandpa Bill? Why do you call him Bill?
Just called him Bill. That's just what I do.
Bill, okay. Bill, Jim is your grandson?
Yes.
See, that's where the discipline goes right there. It's just what I do.
Jim is my son-in-law.
Pardon me, sir?
It's your son-in-law.
Yeah.
So you're not really his grandpa.
Well, grandpa, he's got a mess of kids.
By marriage.
By marriage? Well, no, son-in-law is not my grandson-in-law.
No. Grandpa? What? Joe, don't come in and yell at the people now.
Jim, is this your grandfather or is it your father-in-law?
This is my father-in-law. I have 10 kids, but we always call him grandpa. That's why. Oh, come on.
You're an asshat.
Come on.
We call him Grandpa.
Bill, I'm sorry that your son-in-law is just a retard.
We were supposed to be playing with grandparents, Bill, and Jim lied to us.
Well, or he didn't understand that.
No, he understood. We made it clear. And that's why he said, it's just what I do. When I said, how come you don't call him, when you said, how come you don't call him Grandpa?
Well, Bill,
he calls me Grandpa.
Yes, well, may we give
you... my daughter.
May we give you a gift for being on the show, sir? Okay, well, great. I'm going to assume your silence means yes. And courtesy of TowerRecords.com, we will send you a DVD copy of Kill Bill and Kill Bill 2. That's from Tower Records and Tower.com.
Enjoy the movie, okay, Bill?
It's the only place feed your addiction to pop culture. Get your fix at Tower. Tower Records,
hey,
life.
It's my 27th anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary.
That's wonderful.
Enjoy the gift of music.
That qualifies as the grandpa.
Yeah. That qualifies as the grandpa.
No, not really, sir.
Bill, do you like chicken?
Do I like what?
Do you like chicken?
Sure.
That's nice.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, please.
We do, too.
Way to go, Mike. Way to set him up for it.
Thought you might enjoy that.
I love that about you, dear. Hey, old man, do you like chicken? Yes, I do, because you know what he's thinking.
Sure.
You're going to be
big
offered.
Chicken dinner coming.
Then there's Jim, who cheats at contests, has dozens of kids. He just has no discipline.
Right, no discipline.
No. Dozens of kids. Ryan.
Sorry, someone else. And did you notice Joe coming in, ready to scream at that guy?
They just don't listen. No, it wasn't stupidity, guys. What it was he was scamming us.
Yeah, right. And Joe had his hands over his head. That's how upset he was.
Right. Yeah, like Joe said, that's it. I reached the boiling point, Tracy, baby.
Man, I can't wait till my first cold one.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show, what is your name?
Alyssa.
Hi there, Alyssa. Where are you from?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
All right, Silver Spring, beautiful.
Alyssa, I dated an Alyssa when I was in high school.
Let's
is that you, ma'am?
Let's try.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Your grandparents' names are Ray and Joanne.
How old are Ray and Joanne, Alyssa?
77.
Oh, this could be the mother load.
Well, you make the parameter call.
Let's ask Alyssa first. Alyssa, when's the last time that it was face down, ass up?
I'm going to go with 98, but that's just random.
98. Do you want to give her the 90s? They're 77.
No, I think.
Is that too old?
How about the second half of the 1990s?
If she says if she says
the late
90s,
that's
the
it.
Late 90s, we'll accept that.
Mm-hmm. So right. What will be accepted will be anything after 1995, the late 90s, or, of course, a home run, which would be, 90. I believe it was 98.
Yeah.
I think they might say recently, just to be smart, but
Well, we're going to, Alyssa, we'll let you handle that. You need an honest answer.
We'll press him. And again, you will talk to either your grandma or your grandpa, whoever Rob gets on the phone. It's your job to explain the game, and please ask them to be honest.
She's charming. Who do you have?
Oh,
good.
Grandma?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, here we go. Let's talk to Joanne. Hi there, Joanne.
Hello. Oh. Hi, Grandma.
Hi there.
Alyssa.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. We have your daughter, Alyssa, on the phone.
She's playing a wonderful radio game that we've been playing for a long time on our show.
It's called...
It's my granddaughter, but I love her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's so
nice to know that you're not her mother-in-law. Like
no,
the last,
I'm not her mother-in-law, and if I would be, I would love her just the same.
Oh, that's great. We'll see how you feel after this.
We had a real turd on the phone a second ago who was trying to pass off his father-in-law as his grandfather.
Yes, he was cheating during our contest, and that wasn't fair.
So,
listen, so what's this contest about?
Well, this is a chance for your granddaughter to win $100.
Playing a little guessing game, Joanne.
As a matter of fact, Alyssa, why don't you go ahead and explain it to Grandma?
Without giving anything away, Alyssa.
All right. Grandma, I'm sorry. I'm stuck in car traffic going home from work.
You're stuck in traffic going home from work?
Yes.
Okay.
And they want to know ballpark. I don't really want to know.
No. Why do people cheat?
No. I'll have to ask.
Yes.
The question is, and I'm sure you want to understand it, how long since you experienced the Ray spray?
The what?
Isn't that your husband's name, Ray?
We're playing a little game, Joanne, called Guess the Whoopee.
Joanne, Alyssa, your granddaughter, has already given us a guess. The last time that you and your husband... Her grandpa, Ray, had marital relations.
Made beautiful whoopee.
Try yesterday.
Oh, is that Joanne?
Oh. Yeah, this is Joanne.
Joanne, was that your answer?
Yes, that was my answer.
Whoa!
Is it true?
Whoa!
Now hold on. Yeah, Alyssa wanted to bring something up. Now, Alyssa, you said they might say that, right?
I did.
Now,
hey,
Joanne.
It's true.
Joanne.
It's true.
Is that true?
It's true.
I'm giving her a round of applause. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Does Ray take the little blue pill?
Yes.
Yay! Oh, we got to give Joanne something for her honesty. Absolutely. Yes.
Joanne gets $100.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
The grandma gets $100.
Cool.
And you should know this, Joanne. Alyssa, listen to the credit she gave you.
She gave you the late 90s. That was her guess. She said 1998.
We would have accepted.
Hey, I guess I fooled her too.
Yeah.
The good news is that $100, that's good for 10 copays at the pharmacy.
That's good stuff.
Oh, this is too funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad someone thinks so. All right. Thank you, Joanne. Hold on.
Good job.
We're going to send you some money. We said you $100.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, hold on.
$100.
How about that? How about that, Alyssa? Are you still there,
Pretty
Alyssa?
Pretty amazing. They just came to my wedding, and little do I know.
Hey, how about that? You got to give your grandparents more credit, Alyssa.
I know.
Did you say they came to your wedding?
There's silence now on the other end.
Of course there is.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Salve with the Ray spray. Get out your umbrellas, girls. Mr. Ray.
Is this the part of the show sponsored by Lunesta again?
You know, I did take another one of those Lunesta sleeping pills last night.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, they work like a charm.
Good.
But it gets to be about 6 o'clock East Coast time.
It's like clockwork the way your fatigue comes.
And it's like, boy, because, you know, I'm getting rest, but
it's
not... A peaceful rest.
Sure.
But I'm getting more rest than I've gotten for the last 4 months.
It's kind of a medicated rest.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. And I'm finding that that around this time of the show...
You get a little saucy.
Yesterday,
it was later in the show when Santa's pants came off yesterday. But it's really not that bad.
That pervert Santa.
It's kind of it's kind of edgy, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like when Robert gets overtired.
Thank you. How old is he?
He's 3.
Thanks.
But I see the same. It's good.
Why don't you go back and take a nice whiff of that fart I just left?
I came over here.
You can
turn the mic off, but I'd prefer to stand here for now.
Right. Yeah. But what, wasn't the Ray spray him?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yes,
yeah, of course.
What's your excuse?
My excuse is I don't want to go over there because you didn't hear it, but.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Again.
Oh, directional microphone.
That was
too.
My cell phone. Some a-hole keeps calling.
I bet Ray does some of that, too.
Honey.
Okay, how are you?
Oh, my
how,
God.
How are you
Happy
anyway?
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. We'll come back. We'll talk about Atlantic City and bowling and eating and drinking and
wow. Happens afterward.
God, I'm just as horny as a dog out looking for a hole in a fence.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, because that fatigue thing will be that gets you a little horny too.
Yeah,
you know when you're really like overtired and you can actually feel like the only thing you really want to do is
have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking for a glory hole right now. I'm looking for that. You know, like in the Little Rascals when
yes,
all the little rascals would be trying to look into a baseball game.
Right.
It would just be a hole in the, a hole in the wooden wall.
Mm-hmm.
And one at a time they put their eyes up and go, I sure can see the game real good. Well, boy, that would work for me.
You just wouldn't want to see who was on the other side.
Right.
Well, that thing, get out the poster board. It's a joke.
That's right. She's really probably not getting out the poster for it.
Man, scissors.
You got to make that hole plenty big, Beth Ann.
Oh, God. Quit your bragging.
Okay. Enough. Enough of that. Just one last thing.
One last thing.
Yep.
Very good.
One last thing. Let's see. Yeah.
He's looking at the inter-office phone list. And once again, the phone is working as well as it always does in house.
Jesus Christ. Now, why is that? There we go. Come on, Big
I
Bucks.
Think I know.
Big Bucks. Come on, Big Bucks.
Does it involve a gym? How am I doing?
Yeah. You're golden. Just like Gold's Gym.
Haven't seen her around today.
Nor have I.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, she's here.
Jessica Baker is not available at the moment.
Just stopped answering.
At the tone, record your message. To end your recording,
I think she has stopped answering.
To reach an operator, press zero.
Jessica, it's Don from Don and Mike. I hope I've not offended you. It's 5 till 6. How come you haven't come by in your gym clothes yet?
Just a question. Not a sermon. Just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
What are you writing for him?
I am not going to ask her to bring a piece of wood.
Jeez, Rob.
Well, maybe she's.
God damn it.
You know, maybe she's changing right now.
You never know.
Maybe she's changing.
And where does that happen?
Here. The changing?
Yeah.
down in the sex room.
The electric room.
Okay. Down in the panic room.
Yeah,
the electric room downstairs. Oh, bye, Jessica.
You should tell her that she doesn't need to go changing just to please you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. You just took all the lead right out of the pencil. Thank you.
That's because he ate Chipotle today.
Yeah, and you're
jealous.
About my farts. Like your house isn't going to be the house of fart tonight get home.
That's right. You're welcome to come on by. Most of the windows open.
Okay, be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.